two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time 7:30.
51 in Provo, 55 in Salt Lake City.
I-15, no backups yet, but some slowing on the west side of Salt Lake County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour is your Utah Jazz. They have wrapped up a historic season with the best record in the NBA and the number one seed.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live to begin our coverage near Vivint Arena. John?
Yeah, Mandy, as it turns out, the Jazz did need to win the final game of the regular season to earn the top spot in the Western Conference. They did just that last night here at Vivint Arena by beating the Sacramento Kings 121-99. Speaking after the game, Rudy Gobert brought it all full circle, talking about just how far this team has come in a handful of years.
It's a great accomplishment, you know, coming from where we came from seven years ago, you know, from not making the playoffs.
The Jazz finished the regular season with a record of 52-20, the first time in franchise history they're sole owners of the best record in the NBA. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
All right, now the playoffs. The Jazz opening round opponent, we won't know until Friday night. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson continues our team coverage and has a look at the potential opponents.
There are four teams the Jazz could end up facing in the opening round. Those are the Warriors, Lakers, Spurs, or Grizzlies. Now, the Jazz have never faced off with the Grizzlies in the playoffs, but the Jazz have played four playoff series against the Golden State Warriors. The Jazz are only 1-3 all-time against the Warriors in the playoffs, with their only series win in 2007. The Jazz have faced the Spurs five times in playoff history, and they've won three of those. The Jazz have also faced the Lakers six times in the playoffs, winning two and dropping four. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The crisis between Israel and the Palestinian people of Gaza enters its second week, with both sides not willing to back down.
Israeli warplanes unleashed a new barrage of airstrikes in Gaza overnight, hours after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there's no end in sight to the ongoing clashes. Fighting escalating between Israel and Hamas, the militant group that rules Gaza. Hamas launching more than 3,000 rockets at Israel so far, and the Israeli army responding this weekend, saying it targeted the underground tunnels used by Hamas, releasing photos allegedly showing Hamas rocket launchers near civilian buildings.
ABC's Ike Ajachi reporting.
Former child star Ricky Schroeder is facing a social media backlash after he posted a video of himself in a standoff with two Costco employees about not wearing a mask in the store in Southern California.
A confrontation involving actor Ricky Schroeder is bringing America's mask confusion front and center.
What do you do here?
I'm a supervisor.
Schroeder is seen asking an employee at a California Costco why he's not allowed into the store without a mask.
Didn't you see the news? You didn't see the news. Nationwide Costco has said you don't need to wear a mask.
Actually, that's not accurate.
What is accurate?
Schroeder posted the video days after the CDC announced vaccinated people can go maskless in most settings. Costco followed suit, dropping its mask requirement, but only in locations where it doesn't conflict with local mask mandates and California's remains in place.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.
A tense scene on a flight from New York's JFK to San Francisco International after an unruly passenger refused to wear a mask and then started accused of touching a female passenger. This woman was on board.
He kept walking back and forth to the bathroom. He had no shoes on. He smelled awful.
The JetBlue crew diverted the plane to Minneapolis and handed the man over to police after landing. Passengers say the man started yelling racist slurs and making other inappropriate comments after being asked to wear a mask.
And we have some breaking news this hour. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a major abortion case that will give the court an opportunity to reconsider Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. The SCOTUS blog says the case involves the constitutionality of Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
The Paycheck Protection Loan Program was meant to keep businesses going during the pandemic, and there were several in Utah that got the maximum amount, $10 million. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Those businesses getting $10 million included Intermountain Employment Service, a staffing company. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Sizzling Caesars, Central Utah Clinic, and Allison Baber Entertainment also got $10 million. Ogden Clinic, Tanner Clinic, Granger Medical Clinic also received millions in PPP loans, which are forgivable if they're used for payroll and eligible expenses. In all, the federal government provided $5.3 billion to Utah businesses under the program. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.